This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. ESPN has parted ways with a lot of its big-name talent recently, including Bill Simmons, whose contract was not renewed back in May. Now Simmons has landed at HBO. He'll host a weekly talk show and work on sports documentary projects. Kenneth Shropshire is a professor at the Wharton School and specializes in the business of sports. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Why does Bill Simmons make sense for HBO?
Well, for HBO, acquiring Bill Simmons, they're acquiring a brand. I mean, Bill Simmons is a name that's known in the sports industry, and he will have his followers come to HBO with him. So that's a great move on their part. The second piece of it is that it fills up airtime with proven content. I mean, he hasn't had a whole lot of time in broadcast TV in terms of being on the air. But there's a great expectation that it'll be successful with that. So I think those are the two reasons, just the brand itself and also the content that it'll bring.
Now, Simmons isn't the only big name who's out at ESPN. Colin Cowherd, Keith Olbermann, what's going on over there?
Well, these guys cost money. And I don't know to what extent this is ESPN saying, you know, we're like the New England Patriots. We can put anybody on the field, use our system, and we'll be successful. But certainly a lot of the economics of what's going on is having an impact, that these guys, the ones you've named, cost a lot of money. And anybody that replaces them presumably will cost a lot less. And in this era in sports where the rights fees, which is primarily what ESPN spends dollars on, have been going up and up over the years, that's something you can't change. I mean, you can't tell the NFL you're going to pay less. You can't tell the other leagues you're going to pay less, and their numbers keep increasing. But you can control the cost on talent. So that, to some extent, may be a piece of it. But, you know, the other side is, you know, maybe it's just time for a change, and we've seen all kinds of reasons in the press about why that might be with each of these individuals. So that's part of it as well.
And what about this idea that's out there that maybe some of these guys, including Bill Simmons, have been a little too outspoken against the NFL?
That's interesting. And from their standpoint, sure, maybe it's more about being able to control their talent, to control what they tweet, control what they say on the air. And for Simmons, you know, HBO is kind of a blue ocean in terms of what he's going to be able to do there. There's a great deal of flexibility, it appears, in terms of how HBO lets its talent perform.
So does Simmons going to HBO signal something about HBO's interest in sports, do you think?
Well, HBO has always been a player in sports in different ways. But across the spectrum, across every platform that is media now, sports is the content that keeps the eyeballs attached, that keeps listeners or viewers focused because they want to know what the outcome is. They want to know what people have to say about it. They want to hear it the first time it comes off. So that's what's special about this town. And that's what's special about maybe what HBO is looking at doing. As I said, they've done a lot in terms of documentaries and boxing and other programming. So going further in this space is not that surprising.
Ken Shropshire, thanks so much.
Thank you.